From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Kellogg. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has signed new regulations on abortion into law. The first-year Republican governor signed the bill during a private ceremony in his Capitol office today. Lawmakers passed the bill yesterday during a special session on abortion called by Greitens. Greitens says he was motivated by a federal judge's ruling that struck down some state abortion regulations. He says the special session also was in response to a St. Louis ordinance that bans discrimination based on reproductive health choices such as abortion. The final bill appears to address Greitens' concerns. Supporters said it will exempt pregnancy care centers from the St. Louis ordinance. It also will impose a number of new regulations on the procedure, including mandatory annual inspections of clinics by the health department. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a university news release said that the school's police department was investigating suspected misappropriation of funds from student organization accounts affiliated with Greek Life. The release says the money was held outside of normal university accounts. It also indicated that a sole former employee was responsible for the alleged embezzlement. University spokeswoman Liz McCune says it's currently unknown how much money is involved. She says no one has been arrested yet. Yesterday's release also announced the university would start new protocols requiring two approvals for spending money held on behalf of student groups. Organizations must have spending approved by their supervisor and the vice chancellor for student affairs. More than 300,000 acres of farmland have been damaged in Missouri by the controversial herbicide dicamba this year, according to data compiled by the University of Missouri. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted has more.
Farmers spray dicamba to kill weeds. Some varieties of soybeans are genetically engineered to withstand it, but dicamba is suspected of drifting in the wind to neighboring farms and damaging some 2.5 million acres nationwide. Across the country, more than 1,400 complaints have been filed with state regulators, according to University of Missouri weed scientist Kevin Bradley.
That's pretty huge. I don't know that we've ever, in our agricultural history, ever seen one active ingredient do so much damage across one, nation like that.
The state of Arkansas has temporarily banned farmers from using the chemical. Missouri also temporarily banned the sale and use of dicamba, but has since developed new guidelines for use and lifted the ban. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
After more than a year, three downtown streets in Columbia restricted by construction have been reopened. According to the Columbia, Missouri, construction around the Rise on 9th apartment building blocked or restricted parts of 9th, 10th, and Locust Streets. These streets are now open. Currently, there is no official opening date for the apartment complex itself. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is asking a federal appeals court to restore part of a new campaign finance law in order to provide transparency. Hawley wants the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals to reinstate a ban on political action committees transferring money between each other. In a court brief filed Tuesday, Hawley says that such transfers allow donors and political action committees to skirt a voter-approved contribution limit of $2,600 to individual candidates. A district judge ruled in May that banning such transfers violated the First Amendment. Almost 70% of Missouri voters approved the constitutional change known as Amendment 2 in November. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News, Columbia.